of three lines down, starting with Sibur Echad Shechametz Lifnim Beis Batim Bedukim. So you had a pile of chametz. In front of you were two houses that were both checked for chametz. V'asa Achbar, mouse came along with Shakov V'loyadinon Ilahayal Ilahayal. Came along a mouse, took this mound of chametz and brought it to one of the houses, and you weren't sure which house it went into. So the Gemara says, "Hainu shnei shvilu." That's the same exact case in shvilu, the two different paths connecting chametz. We're learning halachas of chametz from Tumah v'Tahara. So what's the case of shnei shvilu? These two paths. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah found the Taros shnei shvilu ve'echad tamei ve'echad tar. Two different paths, and one of the paths there was something that made you tamei if you go onto that path, and there's a second path that if you went down that path you'd be certain you'd be tahor. And then in the end, halach ve'echad mihen, he went. A certain person went on one of the paths. But also Tyros, after he went through one of the paths, he was involved in Tyros. Uba Chaveron, his friend came, another person came, Bahalach B'Sheni, he went in a different path. And at the end, we also Tyros and went back home and was being Osek in Tyros. He touched the Tyros. So of course the din is, if a person is Tame and he touches Tyros, the Tyros are now Tame. So what's the din? He wasn't sure which one. He went on. Each person wasn't sure. Each person went independently. I wasn't sure if I went to the Tame path or the Tahor path. If I went the Tame path, it would be Tame the Taro. So if I went the Tahor path, of course it would be Tahor. So each person had the same Shaila. But they went two different paths. They did not go on the same path.
So one for sure is Tame.
Yeah, one's for sure Tame, and one for sure is Tahor. So what's the din? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Nishalu Zeb Bifnei Atmo V'Zeb Bifnei Atmo. If each one asks independently, they ask the Shaila to the Rav, am I Tame, am I Tahor? This is what happened. I went down one of the two paths, I wasn't sure which one. If they ask independently, Tahorim, they're Tahor. Why? What's the reason? So Rashi tells us the Klal, that Im Nishalu, that Rashi, he says, Kol Echad L'chacham Tzveiko B'fnei Atmo. Each person asks him the Rav, the Shaila on his own, Tahor, Vein Basin Yachal Tamo. Basin can't come along and say, you're Tame now. So I'm just not sure why, in the first place, we say he asks a chacham, and then we're talking about basin responding. You don't need a basin to ask the shaila to. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on there in Rashi. But what's the reason why a person is tahor? K'dekai malon misafik tumah b'rishis harabim sveiko tahor. So the din is, when it comes to safik tumah, it's dependent on where the safik happened. If the safik happened in a place of rishis harabim, then he's going to be tahor. The Safik happened in a place of Rishus HaYachid, he's going to be Tameh. And that's derived from Sota. The Gemara in Sota and Gemara in Nida and elsewhere learn this from Sota. And how to define Rishus HaRabim, is the Mishnah talk about, is it three people? Pashas is three people is Rishus HaRabim. There's a Mishnah that says Rishus HaRabim is three for Tumah. When it comes to Shabbos, there are other halachas. So this case, they said it was a case of Rishus HaRabim, these two pathways. And therefore, since it's a Safik, which one he went to, the din is going to be Tahor, for the individual person who asks. So now Rashi is back to the Gemara now. However, Rabbi Huda goes on to say, if Shneim Bebas Achad, let's say both people come together, both people come to ask the Shalat the Rav at the very same time, Tameh. He can't say you're both Tahor because that's a steer. Vade, one of them is Tameh. Only if they ask the question on their own right, can he say, okay, you're Tahor. And then his friend comes along and says, you're also Tahor. But if they come in one shot, he can't say they're both Tameh. Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, Omer, Bein Kach, Bein Kach, Tmeim.
Sure. Each one comes alone, he's Tahor. If they come together, they're both Tmeim.
They're both Tmeim, correct.
Kind of sounds a little bit weird, doesn't it?
Well, you have to be Machmir in that case.
Each one goes to separate Rav.
If they go with Bas Achas, the din is we're going to say the Tameh, because he's giving one Horah. He's giving one. So if he says Tahor, that's. Then there's valid that the guy's going to be over Tumah. One of the guys is definitely Tameh. If I say both you guys are Tahor, so then one guy's going to end up being involved in Taros and Mitame the Taros. But if he says Tameh, so worst case scenario, then the guy goes and gets Mitire. He goes to from the, if it's Tumas Mace, he does what he goes to the Mik, whatever he needs to do. In one Hora, one given Psak Halacha, he can't divide it.
Good point. Could they both go to the same Chacham at two different times?
The same for the what? The Zeach or Zeh?
Right, for Zeach or Zeh.
Zeach or Zeh. I think it could either be to the same Rav or two different. Okay. I mean, let's say they went to two different Rabbanim at the same time, they would both be Tahor. Right. It's only if you go to the same Rav at this very same time, that Rav can't separate the Shaila. It's one Shaila he's been presented with. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But Rabbi Yossi again says, Bein Kach, Bein Kach, Tamem. Nope, whether he asks Zeach or Zeh, or they ask in one shot, he's going to be Tamei. And the reason being because it was one Maisa, and you can't, one of them is Vade Tameh, so be Machmir. The Gemara says, If they all come together, both of them come in one shot to ask one shayla, they're definitely tamei. If they come independently, they're both tarb, because you look at each shayla separately, and each shayla is just one safek. So one safek, you say safek tamei perishis rabim tahor. Lo nechaku, what's the machlokas? They only argue in a case el bebat li shayel alav v'alchavero. One guy says, I'm asking about myself and my friend. So then there's the machlokas, Rabbi Yossi medame le lebas achas. Rabbi Yossi says, when I'm asking about me and my friend, that's the same thing as us coming together in one shot. That's going to therefore be tamei. Yehuda medame le lezachas. I know, even though I'm presenting the shayla, I'm asking for myself, I'm asking for my friend independently. And that's how they break it down. So how does it help us in regards to bedikas chametz? So that's hilchos tumah v'tahara. What about bedikas chametz? So Rashi says, let's look at the Rashi of Yehuda medame le lezachaseh. Yehuda says, when they come, one guy comes to ask for himself and his friends, it's the same thing as asking two different shaylas. Why? Hol v'ein kan shoel el echad, mashivin lo tahor atar. Since one person is asking, he's asking about himself. Am I tamei or tahor? Sharei sofik biyahu. Really, in essence, he's asking about himself. And he's going to infer from that, if the shayla for me is tahor, it's also going to be tahor for my friend if he happened to ask on his own. That's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. He's not really asking for both in one shot. He's asking for himself and making a conclusion to his friend. Aval kishishneim sholim basoch kidei dibor. When they ask one after the next right away, toch kidei dibor is the same thing as bas achas, one after the next within just a few seconds. So tzarch atal hashiv l'shneim kachad. Then you can't separate the shalas. The toch kidei dibor combines them as bas achas. So now back to our case of chametz. V'gavei batim nami im bo lishol zel asmo v'zeh b'fnei asmo. If they come to ask separately, we weren't sure which house the achbar brought the chametz into. Was it my house or was it my friend's house? So if they come to ask different shaylas by bedikas chametz, arminu lei l'chol echad i'atatzarach livdok. We say to each individual party, you don't have to do a check for chametz. The reason being, l'chemin de bedikas chametz dirabanon talina l'kula, safik dirabanon l'kula. Just like we have the concept safik tuma b'rishis rabim is tahor, it's mekil, so to safik bedikas chametz dirabanon is l'kula. Arminu tzveiko mutar. If they come together in one shot, do our houses require bedika? Then bevasachas, you have to say you both need to do bedikas chametz. So it's completely parallel to the case of tumah v'tahara. Next case, the Gemara goes on to another suffix about chametz.
I'm sorry, isn't this almost the same case as the previous one that he had one chametz and one? Because basically, the one who was holding matzah is basically it's nullified because so it would be like having one.
In the case of chametz and matzah, it's basically the same thing. It's just chametz alone.
Because the one that the achbar was chametz, you basically can say, okay, it doesn't exist because it's irrelevant. So you have one achbar who we don't know to which house he went. However, the Gemara is two separate reasonings behind it.
Right, right? I hear that. I'm not sure. I see how it would seem to be the same. I'm not sure if there is and what the difference would be.
Right.
Right. Obviously, different cases, but you're saying if you get down to the root of things, it seems
right.
To be the
same. Root thing is the same because basically right. the achbar who has chametz basically who has matzah, it doesn't count anymore. So you basically have one achbar who we don't know to which house he went.
I guess, but the difference in that case though is. Right. Well, that was the case of one house was badik, one house wasn't badik. One house was checked, one house wasn't checked. Let's say both houses were checked. So then you wouldn't necessarily be able to say, you wouldn't know where the matzah and chametz went.
The one before, was it that? Was it
going to be that? It says Sofek Derabanan. In that case, it was Sofek Derabanan.
Right, Sofek Derabanan, right. Then it's a kula.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, that's the same. We apply the same thing with Sofek Derabanan and the kula.
Right.
Aren't these all Sofek Derabanan?
Right, all these cases, but question, is there going to really be, in terms of the Psak Halach, we're both make of both regards, is there going to be a difference? What are we adding by this case?
Why is this case different?
The case, the details are different.
In the prior case, it was possible to reconcile the two circumstances without there being contradiction, because you could have had the chametz go to the one that was in Ubat,
right.
And the matzah went to the one.
Right, this one is
here
more chomer. Here
it's
for, yeah.
So the subject of your abundance was on something.
100%. Here is this one vadai. Here is a vadai. One of them will definitely be. Right.
And therefore, it's more likely, this case, maybe you have to machmir both ends. Excuse me.
You could hear, right. That's why, that's right. That's a chiddush, that right. If they come separately, they're both tahor.
Okay.
Right.
Perfect. Again, I apologize for my voice. For now, I think I'm good. Thank you. Okay, Safik al, Safik lo al. That's the next case. Let's say the achbar, the mouse, took the bread, and you weren't sure if he actually went to the house or didn't go into the house. The previous case, he definitely went into one of the houses. They weren't sure which house he went to. This case, maybe he never even went to the house and wouldn't require bedikah, even if they came to Bas Achas to ask Shilas, let's say.
These people need an exterminator. Solve the problem. Put some traps.
So the Gemara says, this case of Suffolk, all Suffolk low al is Hainu Bebikah. It's the same case of Tumah V'Tara in regards to the case of a bikah in a valley. What's the case of a bikah? Ubeplug Sidur Belazar Rabbanon. What's that machlokas? The Tanan, the Mishnah in Taros tells us that Hanichnas Lebikah B'Mosag Shamim, if someone enters into this valley during the rainy season, we'll see why the rainy season is important in a moment. V'Tumah B'Sar Diplonis, and in the valley there was one particular field, not all the fields, but one field in the valley that was Tumah. A certain person said, "Halachti b'makom halaz." I went to this bikkah. I wasn't sure if I went to that particular field. I definitely went down to the valley. I wasn't sure if I passed that field or not. So what's the din? Rabbi Elazar mitayer, chamim mitamim. Rabbi Elazar says mitayer, chamim say mitamim. Shehaya Rabbi Elazar omer safik bia tower safik maga tuma tamim. So what's this talking about? What's b'mosak shamim? What's the relevance of b'mosak shamim? Says Rashi, b'mosak shamim have a bikkah rishus hayachid l'tuma. Because during the rainy season, it was so muddy, people are not going to go there. B'mosak shamim wasn't so rainy, so people would frequent the place, it would be rishus rabim. But b'mosak shamim was so rainy and muddy, people wouldn't go there. If they should tzavar akvar tzamech, hazara not, because it's muddy, actually because things would grow there, people wouldn't want to ruin it. Vein rishus l'chaladim l'ikonim. And once it's Rishis Yachid, B'mosag Shamim, the din is, Rashi says, V'kaim lon, Safik, Tumah, Rishis Yachid, Sveiko, Tameh. So since he went to the Makam, Rishis Yachid, Sveiko, Tameh, and that's the reason for the Chachamim paskening Tameh. Even though he wasn't sure if he went there or didn't go there, once he was in that general area, that Bika, we're going to say, Safik, Tumah, Rishis Yachid, Tameh. So what's the Svar of Rebbe Elazar? Why does Rebbe Elazar say Tahor? Rashi says, if you jump down a little further, go to Chacham Mitamim, the Havile Safik Tumah Rishis Yachid, the Rabbi Elazar Lo Chashiv La Safik Tumah El Emkein Nichnas Lasade. Only if you went to the field, you just weren't sure if you touched the tame thing in the field. Aval Ini Yodei Im Ha'il Im Lo. You weren't sure if you went under the tree that created Tumas Ohel. Aval Hash to Havile Sveik Sveika. In this particular case, is Sveik Sveika. You weren't sure if you actually went into the field, and if you went into the field, you weren't sure if you went under that particular tree that was creating Tumah. So since it's a Sveik Sveika here, so then he's going to be mitayer. So how do you apply this to our case of bedikas chametz? The gavei batim afilu rabbanan modu the chayim the bedikas chametz the rabbanan talin lekula. So this case is not really parallel to bika because bika was a machlokas. In the case of bedikas chametz, even the chacham would agree you would not require a bedika because chametz is the rabbanan and therefore we paskin lekula.
Oh, so why again is it Sveik Sveika? I understand.
It's Sveik Sveika because the field had Tumah. But not that if you enter the Sade, you're going to be Vade Tameh. There is Tumah somewhere in the Sade. If you go under a particular tree, there's going to be Tumah passing under that tree. So I went to the valley. But I'm not sure if I went to that field.
And even if you went in, it might not be a tree under
that tree. Exactly.
Right. Okay.
So that's a Safik Bia. Right. Okay. So it's Safik if you went into that place or not. Same thing here. Safik if the Chametz went to that into the house or didn't go into the
but
house.
But here it's not Sveik Sveika.
Exactly, it's not Sveik Sveika. The concept
it's Safik Rabbanan Lekulan again.
Right, but I guess the comparison is, it's a Safik whether you entered into that place. Uh-huh. Safik whether you entered into the Sada, Safik whether you entered into the right. House. And therefore we say Lekulan.
In this instance, Bia means Lavo?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Next Safik the Gemara has is Al Ubaduk Velo Eshkach. So let's say it went into the house. And you checked it, but you didn't find it. So there's definitely chametz that was brought into the house, but you can't find it. So do you assume that the achbar, maybe the mouse ate it, and it was no longer there? Or do you assume you have to continue to look for it? So the Gemara says, this is the same exact machlokas as Rav Meir Rabbanim in regards to Tumah V'Tara again. Ditnan, haya Rav Meir Omer, kol davar shebechezkas Tumah, liyolam hu betumaso ad shiodei lecha ha-tumah heichan hi. So Rav Meir Paskins, something that has a cheskas tumah, it's always going to be tameh until you find where the tumah went. So there was a, let's say, a kever somewhere, something, someone buried, a mace buried somewhere, and you know it was there, and you started digging and looking for it, and you couldn't find it, so you have to assume it's still tame until you find out where the tame went. It had to go to another field, but unless you find it, it's going to still be tame. And the Chachamim Omrim, Bodek Ad Shemegi Lasela, or Lekarka Basula. No, you dig deep until you hit like some rock, or you can't bury below that, or some part of land which you know was very untouched, undug. So then you could stop. You don't have to actually find where the tuma went, but as long as you check the field itself, that there's no tuma there, I don't really care where the tuma went. So that's the machlokas. How does that connect to our case? So let's see, Rashi says, we're not going to read the whole Rashi, but let's look at the first wide line in Rashi. The line begins, Shelo Zazu Mimkomo. If you go towards the end of that line, I have a period in my Rashi, I'm not sure if everyone does. It says, V'gave B'dikas Chametz, towards the end of that line. Guy B'dikas Chametz, Afilu L'Rei Meir, Amrin Achbar Ochla, to B'dikas Chametz D'Rabbanim. Although Rei Meir was machmen in regards to Tumah D'Raisa, that you have to continue to check until you find the Tumah, when it comes to B'dikas Chametz, don't go so crazy. B'dikas Chametz is only D'Rabbanim, so you do as best as you can, and if you can't find it, you could just assume the house is checked and the Achbar must have ate the Chametz. Next suffix. The Gemara says, Al Badak V'eshkach. So the Achbar brought the Chametz into the house, you checked, and you found the piece of bread. So great. So what's the Shaila? So you're done. So Gemara says, no, it's a plugs of the Rebbe Rashbag. There's actually a machlokas regarding this type of case. The Tani, the Brisa says, Soda Shenev Arba Kever. You had a field, and there was a kever somewhere in the field, and you kind of misplaced it. I'm not sure how that happened exactly. Maybe they were plowing it, and then something got uprooted, and you can't find where that kever is anymore. So Hanichnas Lasocha Tomei. So the person who enters into this field is Tomei. Nimsa b'kever. Let's say you find where the kever is. It went elsewhere. Or you know exactly in the field where it was. Hanichnas l'tocho tarf. Person goes into the field, not next to the kever. You went somewhere else in the field where there wasn't creating an ohel. There wasn't a tree over it. A person's tahor. Shani omer kever shaved hu kever shenimsa. Divrei Rebbe. So I lost the kever. But once I found the kever, maybe it was the same place, maybe it was somewhere else. Wherever it was, that was the kever I must have lost. So I assume anywhere else in the field is going to be tahor. So just to connect it to B'dikas Chametz, before we do Rashbag, here too also, I lost a piece of Chametz. It was brought into my house. I found another piece of Chametz. It was probably the same thing, so I don't have to further check. Rashbag Omer, Tivdak Kol HaSadakula. No, since you lost it, you can't assume that the kever you found was the one you lost. You have to check thoroughly the entire field, and if that's the only one you found, so then you're okay. So just because you found this piece of chametz in the house doesn't mean that you have to that you're okay. You have to check the entire house as well. So the Gemara gets now another suffix. Hiniach tes v'motza yud. You place down 9 pieces of chametz. You come back, you find 10. So that's strange. So Gemara says, Plug said the Rebbe Rabban. That's another machlokas regarding, not Tumah V'Tahor exactly, but regarding Ma'aser Sheni.
Found last year's.
Found last year's, right. So, the Tanya, Hiniach, Mone V'Motze Masayim. You place down one Mone of Ma'aser Sheni, and you came back and it turns into 200 of Ma'aser Sheni. So, the Pesach is, what? It's a good bank. Chulin Ma'aser Sheni, Muravin Zebazeh. So we assume the mana was left there, and someone happened to put another mana in that pile. Now you have 200 mixed together here. So what do you have to do? Rashi tells you have to take another mana from your pocket, and you have to say bipoda the ma'aser sheni, which is mixed in this new pile of 200, bipoda onto this mana that you have, and then now this mana you have in your pocket is going to be ma'aser sheni.
Are you allowed to bipoda ma'aser sheni money with ma'aser sheni money?
No, you take no regular money. You take regular money from my pocket.
But are you? Isn't there? I'm not sure. You're allowed to be poor the master sheni money with other monies or
with other money? Yes,
you're allowed to do that.
Okay. So Rebbe assumes the money of Meiser was left there.
You're gonna have to add a chomesh on that one.
A chomesh on that one. I think it probably would. I think
money with money also. Every time you poor the money with money, you're.
I don't see why not. Pull the Meiser Sheni. If it's your Meiser Sheni, I think you have to. I think
you have because you basically pulled the Meiser Sheni with money. Now the money you added fifth. Now that right. Money has.
So I see. Maybe you're saying it's not considered a pidyon. Maybe it's considered just a chilul, just transferring over. Maybe you wouldn't. Okay, I don't know. Maybe you're right.
In this case, you're not really pulled the Meiser Sheni. You're really removing the safek of the extra mana. That's really all you're trying to do.
Right, but yes, you're transferring it over. The question whether that's just a transferring or is it considered a pidyon? I guess that's the question. We don't know.
Right, exactly.
I'm not sure. I guess I got to brush up on my Meiser Sheni. So the fine. So Rebbe says we assume the mana was left there, and someone added another mana to it, so it's all mixed together. So translating to our case of b'dichas chametz, we assume the 9 pieces of bread were there, and someone added a 10th one, so you get rid of all 10, you're okay. Nothing to talk about. However, the chacham omrim hakol chula. No, we assume a person took the mana of Meiser, and it's somewhere, we don't know where it is, and he left in its place 200 masayim of chulun. So you don't have to be pulled to anything anymore. It's a masayim of chulun here. But somewhere, your Meiser sheni is somewhere in this world. So translating to our case of chametz, I left 9 pieces of chametz. My 9 pieces of chametz were replaced with 10 new pieces of chametz. So I've got 9 pieces of chametz somewhere in the world, but I've got to go look for it now. So that's the machlokes, whether I've got to look for these 9 pieces of chametz, or do we assume no, 9 pieces remain, someone just added one.
Even the chametz are saying it here, lakula. The other is saying that everything's chulun, and therefore what? You have no machayev to bring anything of it as Meiser Sheni. We're applying from there that according to Chacham Shita, we have to be concerned that the nine are somewhere
right.
else in the
right.
house. So we're applying a chumrah.
Right.
It's possible chumrah only said with the kula didn't necessarily say the chumrah.
Let's see what Rashi says.
You mean that in this case it's a kula, but it turns into chumrah in chametz.
Right.
But you have
right.
it sometimes like a yesod, depending on the halacha
right.
you apply to it. Sometimes it could be a chumrah, sometimes it could be a kula.
Kula
the yesod
right.
is if the numbers are the amount is different, that means it's been completely replaced.
Right.
So let's see how Rashi said. Rashi is a kol chulin, 3 lines from the bottom. A kol chulin, shamana natal veilu huvo acharikain veilu. So the mana was completely taken, and now they're replaced with new manos. V'gavi chametz nami the rabbanon hates sheniach enokan. It's completely lost. V'tzarach livdo kol abayis shema garam choldos va'eser hanimtzal ish acher havin kan. So the ten are completely new pieces,
right.
And the 9 are somewhere else in the house. You have to look for them.
There's into quinten the chumra.
Right. Now the Gemara says in the bottom another suffix heniach yud matzatesha. You placed 10 pieces of bread. Now you find 9. Hainu seifa. That's the seifa of the brisa we just brought above. Ditanya, Heniach Masayim Umatza Mana. You placed 200. Now you found only a mana. You lost one of the 100. Mana Munach Mana Mutal Divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says, same thing as before, that the 200 you left was there. Half of it was taken, but the other half remained.
Mana is 100.
Yeah. So Divrei, yeah.
Rebbe Meir says just, what does he say? Just add another 100, that's it? You're back to your
No, he says just that's it.
I mean, you have to, your Meiser,
you lost 100.
You, exactly, you lost 100 of your Meiser, but whatever's there is Meiser. You have to bring it to Yushalayim to eat as Meiser Sheni. It's not Chulin and Meiser Sheni, Muravin Zebazeh, it's all Meiser Sheni.
Right, but wouldn't he obligate you to add another 100 because, it's Maaseh, so the 200 was a Maaseh from something. Now it's only 100, you're no longer at Maaseh, now you're at less.
So I guess the question in general, let's say you lose Meiser Sheni, what kind of a chayos do you have?
Right.
Don't you have a chayut to replace that?
No. I don't think so, no.
Because the kesef has kedusha, but once it's gone, there's no kedusha.
You did what you have to do, you did the best thing possible, but if you lost it, you don't have to give a certain amount, as a gabra, I got to give myself. I had fruit, I took the 10th, and happened to lose some of it, so I lost some of it. That was it.
So it's kind of like you don't have to be responsible.
No, you have to be responsible,
but it's your money, because it's you who are going to be using it. You lose. This is Master Shani who you're supposed to be
Shani. In Yerushalayim, le'echol b'kdusha.
Yeah, but you lose, because then when you go to Yerushalayim, you have to use your own money and buy other stuff. When you go to Alel Regal, you're losing your you'll have to put more money in and buy food.
Or you're just going to...
So again, this case, so Rebbe says, so I left again Masayim, and I only found mana, so I assume the mana that was taken was the Meiser Sheni, and the mana that was left was the remainder of the Meiser Sheni, and therefore in the case of B'dikas Chametz, I left 10, 9 was there, so I lost one of them. One of them went somewhere. Maybe I have to look at Rashi how he says this. The Chacham Omrim HaKol Chulon, no, we assume the all Masayim was taken away, and everything that's left is Chulun, and the mana that's left, I do not have to take the Meiser, I don't have to take Yushalayim, it's completely Chulun. So, Rashi says, this in the bottom, Rashi, Hayinu Seifa, to apply to B'dikas Chametz, he says, Hayinu Seifa, the Rebbe, the Amar Zeh Nimsa Zeh Echa Men Rishonim, that which is found is one of the remaining manos. You only have to search the one missing piece of bread. You have to look for all 10 according to the Rabbanon. That's how we apply, translated it over to B'dikas Chametz.
So Niach Yud and Motzah Teish is the same as Niach Tes and Motzah Yud according to Rabbanan.
Exactly, this, the same, same type of Yisod
exactly
working there, right?
Right.
Now the Gemara has yet a different suffix. Niach Bezavazu Motzah Bezavaz Acher. So I placed some object, the chametz, I guess in this case, first the chametz, and I found it, I placed it in one corner, then I came home and I found it in the opposite corner. So what happened? How to get from one corner to the next? So that's a plug sod rashbag rabbanon, that's a machlokas regarding tuma. The Tanya, the Brisa says, kardim sh'avod bebeis, bias, you have an axe that was lost in the house. Habayis tame, why do we assume the bias is tame? Shani omer, adam tame nichnas l'sham v'natlo. I assume it was taken, the person who came to take it was probably tame. So since my axe is lost, I assume every clean in my house is now going to be tame. Since he touched it, it's all tame. Now, Rashbag Omer Habayis Tahor. No, we don't assume that way. Shani Omer Hishilu La'acher V'Shachach. You probably lent it out and you just forgot. O Shenatlu Mizavas Zuvi Niach Mizavas Acheres V'Shachach. Or you had moved it from one corner and placed it in the other corner. You just don't remember that you had done that. So we don't assume a Adam Tame came in there.
But this is because we Ochim Achal Rov and Rov people are Tame. Is that why we assume that the person who came in was Tame? I mean, otherwise it would make no sense.
I don't see Rashi saying, but if I remember correctly, let's see, about a God of being an Am Ha'aretz, and then Tumas Am Ha'aretz is Begadim or Tuma Me Am Ha'aretz. So it might be something to do with that. Let's say it was stolen. Someone stole it, so we could assume maybe it's an Am Ha'aretz, and Am Ha'aretz is Begadim. The Am Ha'aretz
right, so we assume that
house.
Most Am Ha'aretz are Tame.
That's certainly that's true. There's a certain amount of Tuma that we apply to Am Ha'aretz,
right.
So I guess we're assuming the person who took it, the God of, was
so
probably an Am Ha'aretz. That's what I'm guessing. Okay. I didn't see anything.
It was also Suffolk.
So maybe that's the principle you're saying. Since it's
right.
A Suffolk, so maybe apply it to Tuma versus Yachid. Maybe, I wonder. Did anyone discuss this?
Okay.
I'm not sure. Okay. I didn't see anybody discuss this. So that's the opinion. Rashbag, however, says again, no, we assume you probably moved it. You're the owner of the house. He just doesn't remember that he lent it out, or he doesn't remember he placed it in another corner. So the Gemara just doesn't understand. Man dachar shmei. Which one? Zav is man dachar shmei. So we're talking about losing an object. All of a sudden, it goes into Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's talking about a zavis from a corner to a corner. So chasur mechzer v'halchi katani. Kardim shavid b'bayis. He lost an axe, Habayis Tame. Shani Omer, Adam Tame Nichnas Hashem V'Natlo. O Shaniach B'Zavazu V'Amatsu B'Zavaz Achars. That's how you read it. Now, Habayis Tame. Shani Omer, Adam Tame Nichnas Hashem V'Natlo M'Zavazu V'Nichu B'Zavaz Achars. So if you moved it from one corner to the next corner, we also assume that a person came in who was Tame, moved it from one corner to the next. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Habayis Tahor, Shani Omer, Hishilu La'acher V'Shachok. You lent it out and just don't remember. O Shenatlo M'Zavazu V'Nichach B'Zavazu V'Shachok. You just don't remember. So that being the case now, so translating it to our B'dikas Chametz, Rashi says, Chasur Mechzer, three lines from the top, V'hachi Katani, Shani Omer, Adam Tamei Nichnas Hashem V'lak Chol Avid, Gavi Matzah B'Zavas Acheres, Shema Adam Tamei Hanichu Sham, V'Rabban Shimon Gamliel. So that's the new Girsa. So now translating it to B'dikas Chametz, the Gavi Chametz Nami, the Rabbanon, Choshesh and Shema Achbar Aser, we're concerned perhaps a mouse came along and took it, once we're concerned Achbar took it, not you, that you didn't remember, but the Achbar, someone else took it. So you're concerned, maybe the one that you found wasn't the very same one. There's a mice in your house, and they're moving different chametz pieces all over the place. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, you probably moved it, you probably took it away, you just don't remember. But the Chametz says, no, someone else took it. In the case of Tameh, you assume a person whose Tameh took it. In the case of Chametz, we assume an Achbar took it, and therefore it's likely there are other pieces of Chametz all over the place. Now the Gemara has a case of Amar Rava, Achbar Nichnas V'Kikar B'Fiv, Nichnas Achbar. You see a mouse, and he goes into your house, and he has a piece of Chametz in his mouth. And you go into after him, you follow him. Umatza perurim, you find crumbs. Sarach b'dika, you have to steal the b'dika. Mipnei she'ein darchol she'achbar lefar. Because a mouse eats it, he's going to pick up every single crumb. So if there are crumbs, it must be from another piece of bread. Because if it was from the achbar's bread, there would not be any crumbs.
But didn't we say yesterday that if it's meat, he would eat everything, and if it's
that was a chulda.
Ah.
That was a different.
Uh-huh. That was a rat. Rats eat differently, right?
Yeah, like
it's a different type of animal. Right. I guess an Akbar eats every single piece.
Everything.
All right.
V'amar Rava, Tinok nichnas v'kikado v'nichnas ach v'matza perurim. Let's say a child takes a piece of bread, goes into the house, and he finds crumbs after the child. As we know, so a child is most likely going to make a lot of crumbs.
Right.
So we assume the crumbs came from the bread that he took, and you don't have to be concerned there might be another piece of bread in the house. Now Rava goes on to ask some interesting questions.
Oh, so it's basically clean up the mess that the baby made, and that's it. You don't have to go anywhere else.
Exactly.
Babies carry it everywhere.
Yep. Boy, Rava. Achbar nichnas v'chika b'fiv. So you see a mouse go into the house with a piece of bread, and he walks out with a piece of bread in his mouth. Now, what's the din? Do we assume that's the same mouse and the same piece of bread he went in and went out, and no need to check any further? It was a different piece of bread that he took out, or a different mouse even. I'm not sure which one it is. So then, so we assume it's the same mouse that went in, the same mouse that went out, no other chametz. Let's say Achbar Lavon Nichnas, the Kikab Refiv, Achbar Shachar Yotze, a white mouse went in with a piece of bread, and then out came a black mouse with the same or different piece of bread, they're not sure. So Mahu, Hai Vada Achrinhu, it's certainly a different mouse, and therefore we could assume it's a different piece of bread, and you have to search for the first bread that walked in, that went into your house. Oldimma Armuye Arme Mine. No, we assume that the first mouse threw it down the floor, and the other mouse picked it up, and it was they just passing on the very same piece of bread, and there's no concern. So what's the din in that case? Vimtim Salomar. Well, I think Armuye doesn't, not Lashon Ramah, I think Rashi says, Heshlichu Mimenu. It actually means to throw it. Like to Rami, it means to throw. Maybe others might interpret it as to trick. I'm not sure. But that Rashi at least says to throw, not to trick. Vimtim Salomar Achbarim. Lo shalki mahadade. No, mice don't transfer. They don't share food. So achbar nichnas v'kikab refiv. Let's say a mouse goes in with a piece of bread. V'chulda yotze v'kikab refiha mahu. And then out comes the rat or the weasel. You said so. The weasel comes out and he finds a piece of bread in the mouth. So what do we assume? Chulda v'adai ma'achbar shaklas. The larger animal, larger rodents, are definitely going to take the bread from the smaller mouse. Oh, Dilma, Achirinahu, no. The mouse ran off with his piece of bread, and the chulda came out with another piece of bread. You have to go back to search for the bread that the mouse had. Dimisa, Dima Achbar, Shaklasai, had the chulda, had the weasel taken the bread from the mouse. Achbar, Befiah, Hava, Mishachach. He would have found the mouse also in the mouth of the weasel. Right? The weasel don't eat only bread, they eat even.
They bring all those strange examples.
Yeah.
There's not even one assumption that maybe they will eat all, and therefore you'll not find anything.
No, here's a case where we found what.
You know, if a mouse goes with it or a chulda goes with it, probably they will eat it too. You will not find anything.
Right.
This piece of bread.
But here you see a piece of bread hanging from its mouth.
Okay.
Comes out of the piece of bread hanging from its mouth.
To chase him down.
Well, no. We don't have to chase him down. He could walk away. That's all his. It's great. The question is, do we assume the bread that's in his mouth was a bread that was the same one? Or no, he has a different piece of bread. I've got to find that other bread that was brought in there.
This is a must believe in. There's no one
that has that bread. What's his teret?
No, there is no teret. It's zero questions.
Right, the sad of the question, at least, is if he would have taken the bread from the mouse, he would have taken the mouse also.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't see the mouse in the weasel's mouth, must be that it's a different piece of bread and the mouse got off. It's got free, unless you assume he swallowed the mouse already. And
right,
he has a bread. Right.
So. He
doesn't mix carbs with the protein.
Vimtim Salomar Imisa de Ma'achbar Shaklasai. And if you're going to say, had he taken the bread from the mouse, Achbar Rafia have Meshakach, and therefore the mouse would have been in its mouth. The mouse would have been in its mouth also. So let's say the din is as follows. Achbar nichnas, the mouse goes in with a piece of bread, v'kikar b'fiv. V'chulda yotze, v'kikar v'achbar b'fi chulda. Now he walks out with one side of the mouth of a mouse hanging out, and the other side of the mouth, a piece of bread hanging out. So mahu, hochavada ihuhu, the very same mouse, the very same piece of bread, and you're okay. Odilma im isa di ihu, nihu kikar b'fi achbar, mishtachach. No, if the mouse that the weasel was eating was a mouse that had the bread in the mouse's mouth, so then he would have had the weasel holding the mouse and the mouse holding the bread.
Right.
Oh, Dilma, Mishum bi Yasusa hu nafu l'shaklisi. No, the mouse obviously was pretty scared once it got bit by the weasel, so the mouse would have dropped the bread. out of fear. Then the chulda would have picked up the bread in the other part of its mouth, and that was the safek gemara ends taking. Okay, a number of wild trials. I think more importantly, you probably learned some yesodos from these, as opposed to real practical halacha maaseh. Right. There are probably some important principles we could derive from here to apply to more practical cases.
And we go lechumra lekula in all these cases.
So we say the gemara ends as a teku. I believe it's a machlokas because we show them how to paskin in these shilas.
I think whenever it's in Tim Silomar, doesn't the Rambam paskin like the side of it in Tim Silomar?
Right. Rambam always paskin.
Oh, is that what it is?
Right. And tekus oftentimes will probably apply, let's say, a suffix derban and lekula. And this last one's not in Tim Silomar. The last one we have just three tzadim. So
whenever you have teku and there's in Tim Silomar, the Rambam always paskin like the in Tim Silomar.
Rambam always paskin in Tim Silomar, yeah. It's a good claw, right. So now the Gemara says this is a little more likely type of case. Boy Rava, Kikar Bishme Kora, Tsarch Sulam Harido, O Ain Tsarch. So let's say you have a piece of bread on a beam higher up in your ceiling. Do you have to take a ladder to climb up and get it, or no, you're not concerned, no need for that. Miyamrinan Kule Hai Lo Achihu Rabbanon. We know Chum didn't take it so far, they didn't make you do so much work into cleaning for Chametz. Came into Lo Nachis Minafshe. This person's not going to go climb up a ladder to get a piece of bread, so there's no need to go clean it in the first place. No, it might fall off, and then you're going to come to eat it. So to prevent that from happening.
Here it seems like a tzvada, you knew that there's a piece there.
Right, it seems like you knew a piece, exactly.
Does it mean that he put it there? Or are we going to assume that a bird took it up there? Because if he put it there, he obviously put it there for a reason, and he needs to go and take it down, no? I mean, this is his storage house.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how it got up there. If he knew he got it, if he placed it up there for a certain reason.
And in the original ceiling, he left it there.
Right. Now he's doing some work in the ceiling, fixing, changing a light. He happened to leave a sandwich up there.
He doesn't plan to go back.
He doesn't plan. If he plans to go back, so then it seems like you'd have to. Gemara assumes he doesn't plan to go back there at all. But I don't know what his kids were throwing around a piece of bread and it got stuck up there.
These are
Frisbee. Right. I got stuck in a nail hanging from the ceiling. So, or do you assume eventually it's going to fall with gravity and, he might eat it after it falls on the floor, which they had mud floors at the time. So, maybe he has to clean it up anyways. So Gemara says, Vimtim Salomar, the Zimnin Nafil, the Asulam. No, sometimes it might fall and a person might eat it. So, therefore, you would have to go put a ladder up and go clean it. Kikar Bibor, Tsarch Sulam Haloso, Ein Tsarch. Let's say you have in a pit, a piece of bread. Do you see down there, there's a piece of bread. Do you have to place a ladder to climb down? Hachavada de la Avida de Salakum Nafshi. It's certainly not going to fly up on its own. So that concern's not there. Al Dilma Zimna Dinachas Lamavit Surcha, you might have to go down to the pit for whatever need, whatever reason. Vasul Michlin, you might come to eat it. So Imtim Salomar, Zimnin Dinachas Surcha, Vasul Michlin. Let's say certain times you might need to go to the pit for a certain reason and you might come to eat it. So therefore you'd have to do Badika on the board. Kika Bifinachash Tsarch Chavar Lahotzi or In Tsarch. Let's say you find the snake with a piece of bread in its mouth. So do you have to hire Rashi's Chavar is
a charmer?
Charmer, yeah. So actually, Rashi doesn't say here. St. Gmarza Hedgen says it's a charmer. So, chaver, you need.
But don't they use like a chaver is like a
tamil chacham? He plays the flute and the snake.
It means an expert, depending on the context. It's an expert, Bucky. So, the context of this means someone who's a magician. Exactly, right. Plays the flute and cobras come up. So, you find it in the bread. So, tsar chaver lahotzi, you have to hire one of these experts to get the bread from the Nachasho, Ein Tsarch. So you don't have to. The Gemara said, what's the suffix? Begufe Achechu Rabbanon. Bimamono Lo Achechu Rabbanon. No, a person themselves, physically, they have to go ahead and search the house for chametz, but to use your money, which we'll get to the question in a second, if you remember, to use your money, a person doesn't have to do so much. Tircha. O Dilma Lo Shana, maybe there's no difference. The Chacham made you do something beguf, you have to physically look for chametz, and also use your money to search for chametz if the need be. Gemara ends as a teku. So a couple of interesting things come up from this last piece of Gemara. There's a machlokas, the Beis Yosef brings down a number of machlokas Rishonim. We spoke about this a few days ago, whether one may do bittel on chametz yadua. You know you have chametz, oftentimes we'll leave chametz to eat the next morning for breakfast. Can you do bittel on chametz that you are aware of? On the night. Like whenever you do bittel, at nighttime,
the first bittel.
I know I have chametz, so is that a real true bittel? I know I have chametz. Will bittel work on something I know I have? I can't make something offar if I know it's not offar. Only where I don't know where it is, I'm like, okay, bittel, wherever it is, I'm going to make that offar. But I know it's really here. It's hard to make that bittel. That's a machlokas Rishonim. So some bring a raya from the case here that Rashi says, lo achechuhu, chum didn't matriach them to do any chametz to do bedika when it's in the mouth of the nachash. The vate obliba. So what do you do? So instead of just not doing anything, you should at least do a bittel, says Rashi. So they say, you see, you're doing a bittel on chametz yadua. I see there's a piece of bread in the snake's mouth. I'm doing a bittel, so bittel works on chametz yadua. That's what some say. Others say that's not a raya.
No, it's not, could be not. It's not yours.
They don't say it's not yours, but it's kamafolus. It's like a building fell down. There's a rubble and the bread underneath the rubble. You're not going to the snake's mouth to get the bread. I know there's bread there, but that's not chametz yadua. That's already kimavua. It's already kind of like burnt. We said already a few days ago, if there's bread underneath, three tefachim deep, under a big rubble, you don't have to search after it. That's
or
kmavu,
it's not even yours.
So let's say it's, they didn't discuss the rishus of yours or not, but let's say it's in your it's your snake, or let's say, or it's in your house still. Still in your house, right. The pet, or it's in your house, so then it's still in your rishus. So still, Rashi says do a bittel, not because... I guess the question is then, why is Rashi required to do a bittel? If it's kamavua already, it's already, if it's burnt, what's the need to do a bittel? So that's they point to this Gemara as perhaps a raya for that concept of bittel and something yadua. And then Tosos asks the question on the bottom, the second Tosos from the bottom, b'mamona lo atshichu rabbanon. So if you remember the Gemara earlier, we said that when a person had rented a house from someone, and the guy told him, don't worry, it's checked already. So I come to my house, I rented this house, or I bought this house, and it's not checked. There's chametz all over the place. So is it a mekachtalos or not a mekachtalos? The Gemara says, no, it's not a mekachtalos because a person is very happy to do bedikas chametz, to do a mitzvah on his own. And even if it's a place where they would normally hire a cleaning service to clean the chametz, a person is very happy to use his own money for the performance of a mitzvah. So here, the Gemara has a tzad to say, no, a person b'mamona lo atshichu rabbanon. The chum didn't make a person use their money for the bedikas chametz. So,
they should see the price of matzahs.
They're quite expensive, right? So Rashi says here, b'mamona, Tosas rather says, b'mamona lo atshichu rabbanon perish hacha dafka d'shema yotzianu o yochlenu. Because here, it's a case of suffix, he wasn't sure if the nachash are going to spit it out and you have to get rid of it, or you might just end up swallowing it more likely and there's no need to hire a chaver at all. So why hire a chaver if you may not even have to do anything in the first place? When there's vade chametz, then you certainly have to, and the person's interested in spending his money to do a vade mitzvah. But if it's just a safek ki mitzvah, the person's a little more hesitant and the chacham may not have obligated him to use his money. The Meiri writes that... And the difference is, some apparently it's very expensive to hire some of these experts. So that's different. So the case of the cleaning service was a little cheaper. Hiring an expert to take the bread out of the nachash was a little more expensive, so there's a limit. You should kill it, right?
Yeah, but
I don't know. You have a nice long sword without getting too close. Maybe that works. Or a gun. But okay, so now the writer in the daft.
The guy with the axe.
The axe. Right. You lost it. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda... Omer Bodkin or Yudalad. Yehuda says, when do you do Bedikas Chametz? Yehuda, according to the Havmin at first, it sounds like you do it three different times. Not one of three, you do it three different times, you have to do Bedikah. Or Yudalad, the night of the fourth. You do it a second time, Ubi Yudalad Shachwish, the morning, Ubi Shas Bir, and when you're burning it, you have to do it yet a third time. Chacham Omrim, Lo Bodok or Yudalad. If you didn't check it at night time, then Yivdok Yudalad in the morning. Lo Bodok Yudalad, Yivdok Besoch HaMoed, you check it during the moed, which we'll get to what that means, b'soch ha-moed. So, b'adik b'soch ha-moed, you don't check it during the moed, yivdok la'achar moed. And then you check it after the moed, and the Mishnah concludes, mash mishayar yanichenu b'tzino, k'dei shalo yehei tzarech b'dika achra. That which you're leaving over to eat for breakfast, make sure you place it somewhere hidden so it doesn't get into any issues of mice taking it and having to look for it. So what does moed mean? So Rashi says, b'soch ha-moed, he says, B'shash Shishas, the sixth hour, Shu Moed Habira. Not Moed as we normally refer to as a Moed as Pesach, as Shavuos, as Sukkot. Moed in this context, Pesach. No. Moed means the time that you need to burn it. La'achar Moed, that if you didn't check it during the Moed, you have to check it after the Moed, Mishesh Shal Sulamala, after the sixth hour, Ad Shetich Shech, until it gets nighttime, until Pesach actually starts. That's what Moed and La'achar Moed means.
But that's already Midrash. All of this. That's already Midrash.
That's ready midaraisa.
Right, I mean, Shashash Bamala is midaraisa.
There is an iser. Not the bedika isn't a chiv deraisa necessarily,
no,
but the iser kicks
the
in.
Over the
by exactly.
Uh-huh.
But you still have to do it then.
But you can't really live a tenetze from that if you do find anything from that moment because it's no longer in your reshut.
Right. But you're doing bedika. You're doing bedika for a beer. Right. Bitta right. wouldn't work
so
anymore, right?
Go physically.
Exactly. Okay. So the Tosas,
also,
yeah.
From what Chachamim say, then it's really we only do one bdika at night. That's what we get out of this mishnah.
Exactly, one night, and if you don't do it at nighttime, you do it in the morning. And but
Rabbi Yehuda says doesn't matter. You do it
three
at night,
times.
Right.
Exactly. Okay. So Tosas right. Vim lo badak so chamoid perish akuntris b'shal shishis v'kasher de Rabbi Yehuda kari le b'shal sabir ulam ashina l'shono. Rabbi Yehuda was referring to that time as Shas Bir. Why did the Chacham come along and say Shas Moed when it really means Shas Bir? It's the same thing. So the fact that he used the Lashon of Moed sounds like it means something different than Shas Bir. So what does it mean? Ela b'soch ha-moed hainu mitchila sheva ad sof ha-pesach. From the seventh hour until all of Pesach. It means the Moed. If you didn't do it before the sixth and seventh hour, then you have the entire rest of the Erev Pesach through Pesach, through the Moed, to do the Bedika. Ula'achar Moed, after Pesach is over, Moed means Pesach, which is a little more consistent. Yivdok, you have to check it afterwards. Kidei shelo yisariv lo chametz shel iser b'shel hetev yochalenu. So you don't mix up together the chametz that was left over Pesach, which is asher still, mixed with that chametz, which is a new chametz, which is going to be hetev. And he explains why did Rashi not want to interpret this way? Rashi lo rata lefarish kein mipnei shepirish b'mishnah debotkim shelo yavor b'bal yirah. So exactly. So in terms of that issue,
I mean, it would make sense to do it after Pesach, but not during Pesach. I mean, after Pesach, are you over by the matzah after Pesach?
No, so that's the point. Rashi says if the whole iser is because of bayirah, there's no iser bayirah after Pesach right. anymore. So why would you do bedika after Pesach? So l'acher moed must be talking about a case where you would be over the iser bayirah, which he says is after the sixth hour until dark. Uh-huh. That's how he defines it.
There is an iser of
right in terms of eating and eating and hana, but no iser bayirah. You know, it's a kanas. Uh-huh. But not a
deraisa. Bayira is deoraita.
Correct.
Bika is midravanan, right? So, obviously, I wouldn't check during the chag in order to find something where that will bring me into an avira of deoraita. Like, why would I even contemplate doing that? I wouldn't even come into that.
Well, so, let's say bittel takes place already. So, bittel gets rid of all the bayira anymore. Once I have no ownership anymore, even though I see it, shalachem, you could see. So, why do bidika at all? Because then you might, let's say you find it, so then you might come to eat it. So better to do a bedika on the intention of trying to find it to burn it, as opposed to just stumbling upon it and just not having that in mind, you may come to eat it.
Okay.
Now the Gemara, let's finish the Gemara, but in the last few lines, the Gemara says, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. Why in the world does Rabbi Yehuda require three different bedikas? Rav Chisda, Rabba, Bar Rav Huna, the Amit Tervayu, they both say, Kineged Shlosh HaShvasos Shebetara. It actually says to do HaShvasos Chametz three different times. Lo Yer Alecha Chametz, Lo Yer Alecha Sor. So three different times means you have to do it. Three different mentions of the Torah means three times you have to do it. So Meisiv Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, Meisiv Rav Yosef, he quoted a brisa in the name of Rav Yehuda Omer, Kol Shul Abadak V'Shlosh Shaprakim Halalu, Shuv Einu Bodek. So anyone who didn't check on these three times can no longer do Bodek anymore. Alma, b'mikan ve'elach u'depligi. It sounds like the only machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is you can't check anymore afterwards. Meaning Chachamim say, if you don't check at night, you check in the morning. You don't check in the morning, you check. And then if you don't check, you could check after Pesach. Chachamim is along Rabbi Yehuda and says one thing. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you don't check at these three moments, you can't check afterwards anymore. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda's attack is only checking afterwards is the only machlokas. But the other three moments seem like they're in agreement. So,
the question is, does he force you to check all three times, or does he say, if you don't check then, check then, if you don't check then, check then?
That's what Gemara ends up saying. It must be Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say you have to check three times. He means, if you didn't check at night, you check in the morning.
And then
that's
you're done. If you didn't do it after this time, don't check
exactly.
anymore.
Exactly. So that's what Gemara was about to say that. Yeah.
But the Mishnah is beferish.
Right, so they have to it's a different gear, so they have. The Mishnah was slightly wrong, and they have to fix something in the Mishnah, which happens. So that was the question they had. And furthermore, Marzutra Masni Hachi, he had a little different version of this. Mesir Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shelo Bodek Be'echan Mishlosha Prakam Halalu Shuv Eino Bodek, Alma B'Shuv Eino Bodek Kudupligi. So again, same type of question, just a little different.
It's a little more explicit. Right. It says they're Be'echan Mishlosha
Prakam. Exactly. So therefore, so that's the answer. Ela Rabbi Yehuda Nami Im Lo Bodek Kamar. So that question serves as the answer for the mission. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, if you didn't check at night, im lo badak, you check in the morning. If you didn't check in the morning, you check b'shas bira. But after that point, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can no longer check. And that's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. After the third time, can you check after the moed, or can you not check after the moed? Mar savar mikami isura in, basa isura lo. Rabbi Yehuda says, before the isra kicks in, that's when you do bedika. Once the Isser kicks in, you don't do Bedika. Why? Gezerah dilma asa lemichle mine. Because after the Isser, if you're going to do Bedika and you come to find it, you might come to eat the chametz. And Rabbanan Savri lo gazrin. Rabbanan weren't concerned with that. Because I guess the point being, if you're searching chametz to burn it, you're not going to search it to end up eating it. You have in mind to burn it, so you're not going to end up eating it. Okay.
So we don't search him.